My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. We're going to return to the Paradise Garage with a show devoted entirely to the remixes of the Garage's great DJ, Larry Levin. One of the first tracks that Levin remixed was Instant Funk's I Got My Mind Made Up. The first time he played it in the club, it blew the roof off the Paradise Garage, and it instantly created an enormous buzz in dance clubs all over New York City. It was the success of this remix that opened the door for Levin to make all of the other remixes we're going to hear during the course of this show. Here it is, I Got My Mind Made Up.
Keep come on, you can get it.
Larry Levin and his good friend Frankie Knuckles became permanent fixtures in the night world of the gay underground dance clubs in Manhattan when they were both young teenagers. They seemed to be everywhere all the time, and it looked like they were more or less living at the Continental Baths. The Baths were the notorious gay bathhouse and underground dance club where Bette Midler got her start. Levin was a party boy whose life seemed to be an unending round of music, dance, sex, and drugs. Frankie Knuckles tells the story of how the two of them went to a 4th of July party at the Tubbs, as the Continental Baths were called, and stayed for what he figured was about 3 days. He was very surprised when he finally went outside, found out that 2 weeks had gone by. It was at the Continental Baths that Levin got his first chance as a DJ. The Continental Baths were open 24 hours a day, and there was usually a period in the mid to late afternoon when there was hardly anyone around. Levin was always pestering to use the club's expensive sound system, and the manager let he and Knuckles practice with the equipment during that downtime. Levin quickly became good at it, and he was offered a job as an alternate DJ. He was then in the right place at the right time when the regular DJ quit in a salary dispute right before the Tubbs Memorial Day party in 1974. Faced with an emergency situation, the management offered Levin the old guy's job, and he jumped at the chance. The only problem was he didn't own any records to play and had 5 hours to put together a collection. He did it, and a career was born. That was Levin's remix of D.D. Bridgewater's Bad For Me. Levin may have learned to use the gear during those quiet afternoons at the Continental Baths, but he learned how to DJ from two of the undisputed masters of the art, David Mancuso and Nicky Ciano. Mancuso designed and ran the underground dance party called The Loft, which was the model on which virtually every dance club in New York was built. Mancuso's great strength as a DJ was his ability to create atmosphere. Using music, he would issue a welcoming invitation to his dancers and then take them on a trip that would last for hours through a shared world based on acceptance, understanding, and love. On the other hand, Nicky Ciano, who was the DJ at the gallery, was all about energy. He would drive his dancers to the limits of ecstasy and excitement and then take them higher. Mancuso and Ciano shared an uncanny ability to read and respond to the current mood of the dancers on the dance floor. They achieved their very different aims by playing songs in a sequence that was exquisitely attuned to where their dancers were right here and right now. Levin paid the same careful attention to song sequencing, and he was able to combine Mancuso's ability to create atmosphere with Ciano's ability to generate excitement. When he was on, the results were often beyond belief. If Levin liked a song, he would play it repeatedly until it became so familiar to the dancers that they would go ballistic when it appeared in the mix. If he thought his mix had become predictable and the crowd had become complacent, he would stop playing music altogether. The crowd would then often turn to the mixing booth and begin stomping their feet in unison, demanding the next song. Levin would let this go on for 3, 4, 5 minutes at a time. Imagine this, 1,500 people stomping their feet. The whole building would shake. When he had drawn the crowd to a fever pitch, he would slam one of his anthems down on the turntable, and the crowd would erupt in a frenzied explosion. One of the songs that Levin played repeatedly was Weekend by Freak, with Christine Wiltshire singing lead vocal. The song became so popular that Levin recorded a new version of it under the name Class Action, with Wiltshire again singing lead. Unlike the original, Levin's version was produced and mixed specifically for the dance floor at the Paradise Garage. Here it is.
Make you understand with these few words. I'll try to make it as brief as possible.
Ah!
In addition to communicating with his dancers through music, Levin had a finely attuned ear for sound. The Paradise Garage had a state-of-the-art sound system that was built for the club by Richard Long. However, the music that the dancers heard was a co-creation of both Long and Levin, as Levin would spend hours tweaking and reconfiguring the system. It wasn't uncommon for the garage to open late because Levin was inside rewiring all of the speakers to get exactly the sound that he wanted. Throughout the night, Levin would adjust the overall sound of the room to take into account factors like the number of bodies on the dance floor, the humidity of the air from 1,500 to 2,000 sweating dancers, and ear fatigue that would develop after hours of listening to music at high volume. Levin was not only interested in the overall sound of the music in the club, he paid a great deal of attention to the sound of individual songs. A standard part of every club DJ's gear is called an equalizer, which divides the sound spectrum up into different frequency bands. For example, a simple equalizer might have a high-frequency band for treble, a mid-range band, and a low-frequency band for bass. Even with a simple equalizer like this, you can really change the way a song sounds by doing something like decreasing the treble by turning down the high-frequency band and increasing the bass by turning up the low-frequency band. A DJ's equalizer would have many more than three bands, and Levin made great use of the equalizer to change the way a song sounded so that it would have just the effect that he wanted on the dance floor at any given moment in time. He became so good at this, and the response was so overwhelmingly positive to his early remixes, like I Got My Mind Made Up that was played at the beginning of the show, that recording artists, producers, and record companies began inviting him into the recording studio so that he could remix their records. Here's another one of those remixes. This time it's the Sal Soul Orchestra's track, How High.
Are you taking me?
Levin's skills in the recording studio were valued so highly that for a time he was the most famous and most successful DJ and remixer in the business. Unfortunately, it didn't last. Very few things do. Levin had been a heavy drug user for most of his life, and his heroin addiction had gotten to the point where it was having noticeably negative effects on his performance in the mixing booth. The Paradise Garage closed in 1987, and 5 years later, in 1992, Larry Levin died of endocarditis, an infection of the heart that is common among intravenous drug users. He was 38 years old. To this day, they celebrate his birthday every year in New York City. My name is Kevin Murnane, and this is Tuned Into Music. You take care of each other.